Hare Krishna. So, this is one of the really nice days of the year for us in New Dwarka Dham. At this time every year, we try to go over the scores, the results of our book distribution effort for the year. And it's something that's very important in the culture of Krishna consciousness. There's so many things that are important in the culture of Krishna consciousness, and of course book distribution was one of those very important items that Srila Prabhupada stressed for the latter part of his life, especially from like 1973 onwards till he left this planet. Srila Prabhupada really inspired us and encouraged us in every way possible to maintain this culture of book distribution, this preaching effort. Srila Prabhupada was very keen on this. And very famous pastime here in New Dwarka. Lots of things began here in New Dwarka. And Srila Prabhupada would come in and out of New Dwarka on a regular basis. But especially one particular time that Prabhupada came. And this was at the time when book distribution was kind of like really taking off. It was kind of becoming more and more pronounced in our temples. And it was in 1974. And one morning, Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture, a Srimad Bhagavatam lecture. And he was stressing this science of book distribution. And he did make a comment that he said that there's no literature throughout the whole universe, not just the world, but the whole universe, there's no book like the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada said there's no comparison, or there's not even any competition with a book like the Srimad Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada said that every word in the Srimad Bhagavatam is for the good of human society. Like not just one word, or one book. But the Srimad Bhagavatam, every word in the Srimad Bhagavatam is for the benefit of human society. So, and it benefits them. So Prabhupada said that if we go out and we distribute this Srimad Bhagavatam, and if someone takes that book, and if they just take it, Prabhupada said, if they just take it, they're blessed. And he said if they read one word out of the Srimad Bhagavatam, there's a direct quote from Prabhupada, one word and their life will be successful. I mean, their life. I mean, this is incredible statement as given to us by the pure devotee of the Lord. And Prabhupada said, if they give some price for this book, if they give some donation, and said, maybe they'll think, well, okay, I've given my hard-earned money. I've given something to this person, this devotee, for this book. Let me at least look at it. Let me at least look at this. And maybe if that person reads one word out of the Bhagavatam, his life will be successful. And Prabhupada said, in this way, I stress, please distribute book, distribute book, distribute book. This is Srila Prabhupada. So we're here today doing this because Srila Prabhupada stressed this book distribution. That's why we're here and we're doing this. It's not for anyone's self-aggrandizement or some glorification of individuals. We recognize individuals, but this is specifically meant to carry on the culture that Srila Prabhupada himself started. He started this. We didn't start this. I didn't start this. Narayan Prabhu didn't start this. Srila Prabhupada started it. And our position is just to continue it, to keep it going and keep the culture strong in the science of book distribution. So that's why we're here. That's why we do this. And there's so many things where Prabhupada said that I'm going to read something distribute books out of there. I'm going to read how important, just a couple of captions, how important this book distribution was to Srila Prabhupada. And, you know, we as devotees, some disciples of Srila Prabhupada here, and of course the second generation, third generation, it should be imperative for us to teach them. Like Prabhupada made a comment that he wanted all his disciples to learn the art of book distribution. And that was very important, because if you learn the art of book distribution, then you'll tell somebody that art. If we don't understand or don't try to learn the art of book distribution, how can you possibly tell someone about it? You can't. It'll just be words. So there is an art to it. And that art is expressly very important. It begins with Yasya Deva Parabhakti Yata Devi Karao Tata Gurao. One has to have explicit faith in the words of the spiritual master. Explicit. That's important. And I usually say this particular example because it's so unique, it's so important. That one time, there was several years back, I've mentioned this many times, but I'm going to mention it again anyway. There was this one person that met the devotees. He learned about Krishna consciousness at the Radharaman Temple in was Cerritos area, Radharaman Temple, here in outside of L.A. And this person came to the temple there, and he became very enlivened about Krishna consciousness. He really liked it. And so he heard about the L.A. temple, so he came to the L.A. temple, and several times he would associate with devotees, and in the morning we'd read the scores of the daily book distribution. And this person became very interested. He became attracted to it. And he was a salesman. He was one of those crack salesmen. Really good. And he approached, I'm not sure if he approached Sir Das, I know he approached myself. And he said, you know, I really would like to learn how to distribute these books. He said, I'm an expert salesman. I've won so many awards. I'm so expert at this science of selling. He said, I want to give it a shot. So we said, okay, well, go out and associate with the devotees. So he, at that time, we were distributing a lot of books in the airport. So he decided, well, let me go out to the airport and see what the devotees are doing. And he watched for a while. Several times he went out there. And at that time, we had one of those passenger vans where we had like about 12, a dozen devotees going out every day, distributing just tons of books. And he became very enlivened. Wow, I got to give this a shot. So he came and he said, I'm going to buy some books from you, from the temple. So he gave several hundreds of dollars. I don't know, it might have been $300, $400 worth of books. He bought them from me. I said, okay. So he wanted to get out there and distribute the books and keep the income. He wanted to support himself by this activity of book distribution. So we encouraged him. I said, sure, give it a shot. So he did. He went out to the airport. He tried for about 3 or 4 days. And then one day he came back to me and he said, hey, you know what? I can't do this. He said, I thought I was really good at sales. But he said, I watched the devotees and they are so good. They're so expert. But I can't do it. I try like anything. Nobody even wants to stop for me. I can't get anybody even to stop and just hear what I have to say. He says, you know what? I'm just want to give the books back. I don't care. Leave it as a donation. I don't want any money back. Just take the books back. We said, okay, no problem. Now, what is the purport of this particular story? The purport is Yasya Deva Para Bhakti Yata Deva Tata Gurao. That's the purport. Until and if we have explicit faith in the instruction of the spiritual master and firm belief in the instruction and firm belief in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, only then will the imports of Vedic knowledge be revealed. And this is how you distribute Prabhupada's books. Because these are Vedic literatures. And unless we understand the import of these Vedic literatures, how can we distribute them? Very difficult, if not insurmountable. So, we are here today to gather today like this to recognize those devotees that are intensely trying to understand the implicit instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through his literature and the instruction of the Guru. If we don't have the association of a bona fide spiritual master, a guru, very difficult to preach the science of Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada made it very simple for us. And he encouraged us. I would say Prabhupada encouraged us into the point of a frenzy. At one particular point in 74 and 75, the devotees were in a frenzy to distribute his books. In fact, it was so that when Srila Prabhupada was ill, the devotees heard from Prabhupada. There was a letter written by his secretary saying that if you double my the book distribution, I'll live to be 100. And I remember we were in the prasadam room eating, and the devotee read this letter, and everybody went, "Haribol!" Prabhupada lived to be 100. We were so elated by that. We were so enthusiastic. And the devotees doubled it. They actually doubled it. They surpassed that double. Because we had implicit faith in the instruction of Srila Prabhupada. And then we saw the results of that. So, this is what we want to establish, this culture, and continue the culture of book distribution. And we want to recognize devotees that actually go out and perform this severe service. But they can't do it on their own. It takes the whole temple. It really does. It's not just a one-man show or three-man show or four-man show. It's the whole temple. The whole temple, this whole groundswell of support has to be there in order for the devotees to feel secure and become absorbed and really want to go out and preach the science of Krishna consciousness to everyone. That is, and I think that's the glory of New Dwarka. Hari Bol! That is our glory here. That we've always had devotees here in this community that have very much respected and at least to their ability tried to help assist in this culture of distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books. And that, I think, is the history of this temple. I do know that in the 30 years that I've been here at the temple, New Dwarka has always been in that limelight of book distribution. And even previous to me being here, it was limelight. Prabhupada very much wanted to keep this tradition going. And he wanted New Dwarka to always be like a shining example. And not only book distribution, but the worship of the deity. Do you think that we've accomplished worshiping of the deity? Hari Bol! Yes. I mean, Rukmini Dwarkadesha are as beautiful as ever. Lord Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. Look at how brilliantly the devotees are giving so much wonderful effort in Shishi Gornitai. These things are what make a devotee enthusiastic. These are the kinds of activities that make a temple really beautiful. When the devotee expresses themselves to make the Supreme Personality of Godhead look unequal, the greatest, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is enlivening. That encourages the effort to go out and give people an opportunity to come in contact with Krishna consciousness. That's glorious activity. That activity encourages the preachers, and they pray before the deity to please give them the strength and the mercy to be able to give someone a book, so that if that person touches that book, they're saved. If they read one word in that book, their life will become successful. And this is the instruction of the spiritual master. And we have to believe that. That is what we're here for. We have to come to that point where we sincerely believe that instruction. And Prabhupada said that, can you imagine if they'll be successful by reading one word? What is your situation by reading the books of Srimad Bhagavatam day after day and hearing day after day the Srimad Bhagavatam? This is how implicit faith is developed. And this is why we're here today glorifying this activity. Prabhupada made so many wonderful comments. Some comments Srila Prabhupada made, he said that he was very keen. I just love Srila Prabhupada's language. He said he's very keen on the distribution of his books. He liked it so much. And he said, I'm indebted to all of you. Prabhupada made that. How do you repay the spiritual master? It's impossible. You're sitting here thinking, well, okay, Prabhupada, let me repay you. How can you repay Srila Prabhupada? He's given us the path back home, back to Godhead. You can't repay that. But here Prabhupada is saying his humility, that he's indebted to us, to the devotees that go out and distribute his books. And he's very keen on this activity. For your untiring efforts, to see that every man and woman in America receives a book. Haribo! And you can imagine, this is going to go on for the next thousands of years, because there's always a new generation that's born, right? I mean, how many people are born? Even like today, how many took birth? So by the time those that took birth today and they mature in 20 years, you got to make sure they get a book. So this activity of book distribution, it's forever. It's forever. It's not going to stop. It's forever. Because this is the instruction of the spiritual master. And Prabhupada is very keen on that. Meaning that, you know, that word keen means that he's very absorbed. He's very aware and focused on this distribution of his books to every man, woman, and child. And he says that if we do this, then he'll be pleased. And Srila Prabhupada said he'll be pleased. So, in that way, we should take very serious this instruction. We're going to read a little thing here. This is a very powerful book, by the way. Most of you don't have this book, right? The one of the few copies left. Okay, you still have, okay, right. That's good. So I'm just going to read a couple of captions. So at one particular point in Krishna consciousness, when we were distributing books, there was a lot of negativity. People in general in the society became really upset with us, because in American history you never see things like this, like the Hare Krishna devotees running out into the street and distributing books to people. It was kind of a revolutionary activity. Usually in America, people were used to the devotees just doing, are people just going to a church? You have a church on the corner. You go there and you keep it private. In fact, you don't really tell too many people what you are. You can't tell a Catholic from a Protestant, right? You couldn't tell. That was the culture in America. You didn't really know what they were. And they didn't even say very much. If you were a Jew, if you were a Christian, a Catholic, or, Protestant, no one knew. You're just walking on the street. And then you went privately to your church every Sunday for 1 hour of Mass and prayer. And then you went and did your work and you lived your life. Nobody knew. But all of a sudden, here come the Hare Krishnas. And they're coming in their orange robes and white robes, shaved heads. Tilak, I'm a Hare Krishna. Very pronounced. We were so much pronounced that people couldn't tolerate it. It was too much for them. And they felt, well, why don't you just go to your church and stay in your church and do what you got to do? But no. The instruction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was that we need to go out and profess this Krishna consciousness. So under that instruction, Prabhupada gave us the instruction from Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's why we went out. We went out because Srila Prabhupada wanted us to, and because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted us to. Now we continue that today. This isn't some speculative thing, or that we wanted to create a problem. We were just simply following the instruction. And Prabhupada did say that in the beginning, they won't take us serious. In the beginning, they wouldn't. And it was true. People would see us in the street, and they would laugh at us. You know, I was a pretty egoistic person. I probably still am. But I was especially egoistic as a non-devotee. And, to be out in the street and somebody laugh at you, that was kind of like, irritating. And, you felt like you wanted to go get that guy. Let me get him and teach him a lesson. You kind of like thought like that. But you didn't do it because really, it wasn't really the example of a devotee. Tarnadapi sunichina tarodapi sahishnina amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. So you have to bite your tongue and just kind of think, well, come over here for a minute and see what you... So, it was very humiliating, humbling. And you had to bite your tongue. But still, we persevered. Devotees persevered. And they were attacked. We were attacked by so many people. You could be in the street having Harinam. And it wasn't unusual to see some person who wasn't very intelligent come in the middle of the Harinam, try to abuse our women and curse words and everything. And we tolerated it. And so they didn't take us seriously. Then Prabhupada said that when the next stage will be that they'll become afraid of us. And it was true because at one particular point in the House of Representatives, a politician claimed that we have to stop these Hare Krishnas because they're going to take over the country. This is spreading like wildfire. He made this comment on the floor of House of Representatives. Actual fact. And they became concerned. They were worried that all the young kids, and then the deprogramming began. Devotees were being stolen away and deprogrammed. And there are some shows about this now, 20 years later, 30 years later, and they're saying that those people that did that deprogramming stuff, they ruined the lives of the people that they actually so-called deprogrammed. And today, these individuals have psychological turmoil. You could see how demoniac things were. And so then the next stage, the last stage, Prabhupada said, is that they'll love us. And we're experiencing that today. I'm hearing and I'm, there's so many people that come to the temple, to the Govindas. They love the devotees. So many of them tell me, I come here to eat because I know that it's blessed. This is blessed food. I need to be blessed. Devotees will come and say, can you please pray for me? I'm going in for an operation. I'm getting cancer. Please pray for me. And we see that the devotees that are out on book distribution, like Jai Chaitanya told me that the other day he was out on book distribution. Somebody came up to him and said, do you have the Bhagavad Gita? That's like unheard of. Somebody asking, do you have the Bhagavad Gita? And so this is the stage that we're coming into. We're coming into a stage now where people really respect the devotees. So it's more than ever for us to become very sincere in our efforts to spread Krishna consciousness. And so when we go out, we need to be very, very implicit in our faith in the instruction of the spiritual master. So Prabhupada says, quote, "I'm extremely happy to hear that a firm of young lawyers are now working with us to help us spread this movement by helping us to flood the world with our books. This is very welcome news. Things are looking very favorable for us. Now we simply have to try even harder to sincerely carry out Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's orders, and he will be pleased to provide us with more and more facilities, cooperate nicely with one another, and strongly push on this mission by printing and distributing our books in unlimited quantity." Srila Prabhupada ki jai. This is Srila Prabhupada's desire, that we go out and distribute unlimited quantity. So, something nice here too. This is at that time when things were getting kind of rough. There were many devotees living in the temple who became very discouraged. And they tried to say that we shouldn't go out and distribute Prabhupada's books. And not only that, but they said that this book distribution will die due to the economic turmoil. At that time, you had to wait in a gas line, you know, for like an hour to get some petrol, because there was a gas shortage. So here's what happened. Whoever told you that is a rascal, saying it in my name. I never said that. Rather, Sankirtan movement will expand, continuing so long as we are sincere. When I came in the beginning, I began to expand it, and it is now going on, and there is no question of it stopping. Therefore, go on with your lifetime plans, making secure in distributing of books. There's no cessation. This movement is eternal. And that was a quote by Srila Prabhupada at that time, when devotees themselves were saying, let's stop this book distribution. It's going to end. And no, Prabhupada said no. This movement is eternal. There is no cessation. So meaning that this activity of distribution of Prabhupada's books is an eternal pastime. It is. It's an eternal pastime. Very important. Why? Because it's meant to teach or give people an opportunity to hear about Krishna and to associate with Krishna and the pure devotee of the Lord. Because Prabhupada's ecstasies are in the books, his purports. Prabhupada said himself, these purports are my ecstasies. So we're giving everyone that you approach a book and they're associating with Srila Prabhupada and feeling his ecstasies of Krishna consciousness. Sometimes, I'm sure those of you that read Prabhupada's books regularly, isn't it sometimes you open up of the book and you read a verse and you read the purport? Doesn't it just amaze you? Has anybody experienced that? You read something that Prabhupada has written and you go, oh my God, where has this come from? It's phenomenal. It's so potent and powerful, and it just gladdens your heart. Your heart becomes melted, and you just want to give everything to Srila Prabhupada. And it just makes you feel like, who is this person? You know, he may have a human form, but who is this individual that could give this kind of realization, this kind of knowledge? Very rare soul. This is what we're doing when we give a book to somebody. We give them that opportunity. We have Bhatti Chris here, right here, right? He's here today because he got a book, right? And from that... Okay, so he read a book that two persons previously had. The first person gave it to the other person. The other person gave it to Bhatti Chris. And look where he is today. Hari Bol! He said, I want to come here for a visit for 2 weeks. But then he says right after that, but possibly I want to stay here for life. That's just reading the book. He never really met a devotee. Isn't it? You never really met a devotee like that before you read the book. The book first. And from reading the book, he's chanting now 16 rounds a day. Yeah, on his own, in his home, chanting. That's the power of association of the pure devotee of the Lord. And it's a rare person anyway. We understand not the whole world can come here. The whole city of LA can't come, is not going to come here to the temple. That's like, you know, it's not realistic. It's only a rare soul. Really, it is. A rare soul who wants to leave this material world. Genuinely leave the world. Yes. That's a rare soul. And it's a rare soul because how many people are living in the material world and just simply absorb in their sense gratification? And everything that they work for and what they do is simply for some kind of enjoyment, so-called. Very difficult. And we're even discouraged by our own family members. When we joined Krishna consciousness, our parents, half our family became devotees immediately in one swoop. Half our family became devotees. And, you know, so the parents, they broke down and just cried. What did you do? You ruined your life. They had no idea we were in ecstasy. They had no idea how much happiness we were deriving. So even our own family members don't understand what's going on. They can't believe it. How can you not want to go out and have just okay, don't become an alcoholic, but just have a glass of wine. Just a little drink for Christmas. A toast. Here. We say, no, we don't want it. How? What? How can that be? Or just have a little piece of chicken. It won't hurt you. Here, just take a little bite. We say, we don't want it. What is the big deal? Just take a little bite. Here, a little piece like this. Just take that. No, 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 no. What's the matter with you? What happened to you? You used to love my chicken when I made it for you. It's our mother. You used to love when I made pork chops. What's happened to you? What? I don't know you anymore. My mother, she looked at me and said, I don't know you anymore. But eventually, by the years going by, and associating with us, she herself became a devotee. Yeah. She no more cooked pork chops or wanted us to eat meat. She now just wanted to be a vegetarian and hear about Krishna. Yes. This is the association. So this is how it changes one's life when we do this activity. That's the change. It's such a drastic change that people can't even understand it. And I'm sure everybody in this room here has experienced the same. I'm just expressing the same thing that practically all of us here have experienced. And it's wonderful, isn't it? Hari Bol. It's so fantastic. It's just incredible. My father's retort to me was like, what about health insurance? And I said, hey, I'm not even worried about it. So 20 years later, Obamacare. Medicare. There was no problem. I never worried about health insurance. And I never worried about it all the way up to age 65. I'm 65 now. Never worried about it. Although he was like really, he just lost sleep over it practically. How is that? What are you doing? I can't, don't do this. No, no, we have faith in Krishna. And Krishna, look what he did. He made Obama be the 49th, 48th president of the country, whatever. And we had Obamacare. So Krishna always takes care of his devotees in some capacity or other. He takes care of his devotees. And we have to have that faith, that implicit faith in Krishna and the instruction of the spiritual master. And all these things come together. And that's why we do what we do today. This is why we spread this Krishna conscious movement. If someone wants to know, wow, why do you go out into the street and you know, take all this abuse? This is why. This is the reason why we do it. And more people are picking up on it. They're understanding it more and more. Like this year, take a look at our board here. This is our congregation. Our congregation here in LA, in New Dwarka alone. And that portrays our congregation that's helping us distribute these valuable gems of books. And this year, that amount, people gave their hard-earned money in the tune of $60,000 they gave just to distribute books here in New Dwarka. Haribol! Yes. This is glorious. It's a very glorious thing. Because they're helping us bring people, what we've been speaking about here for the last 30 minutes. That is helping us to get people to come closer to Krishna consciousness. Okay, I'm going to read a couple more things. When Srila Prabhupada became ill for a few weeks in September, I think it was in 74, the incoming book reports were his best medicine. Quote, "Whenever I get report of my book selling," Prabhupada wrote to the library party, "I feel strength. Even now, in this weakened condition, I have got strength from your report." And during the same illness, Prabhupada wrote to one of his devotees saying, quote, "Regarding book sales figures, please endeavor in this way. This is the only solace of my life. When I hear that my books are selling so nicely, I become energetic like a young man." Yes, this is how Prabhupada was so absorbed in this book distribution. So, I just wanted to ask a couple of, because I'm doing all the talking here. I don't really like to do all the talking all the time, but maybe we can have, can we get a microphone? Just have some of our senior devotees, at least, our Prabhupada disciples, say something in some pastime or some story about book distribution here. Like Suradas Prabhu, you can start with him. Maybe he can give some nice feedback about how important book distribution was to him and his experience with it. Okay, can you do that real quick? They're right in there. They're right in that drawer. They'll take about 1 minute.
He said, after years of his sons preaching, distributing books, and preaching to him and his good wife, your mother, we were sitting at the table making a toast for the wedding. I think you know the story. And he said, "You know, Michael's got a nice place."
That's one of my brothers, Viapi.
He was the president of Milwaukee or somewhere Wisconsin. Small preaching center, Madison. He says his place is okay. And Emo, Svavas Prabhu, he's got pretty good place. He's done good for himself. But Joey, Naikatma Prabhu was the president. This was in Detroit, near David Sedan. He said, he's got the big place. He's the success. And we made a toast for the wedding, Jagga Janani and Naikatma Prabhu's. And I was like watching, sitting next to them, and I was like amazed that they were coming from whatever background all our parents came from. Yet they were so spiritually proud of their sons who are managing a serious portion of the Sankirtan movement at 20, I think Naikatma was 27, 28 years old. Huh? Naikatma, maybe Savas 30, was like 29. And they were so moved, and I considered spiritually proud of the accomplishments in Krishna consciousness of their good sons. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
So, Vasubhu, this tradition has been going on for quite some time, ever since you've been here, actually, and it's still enlivening every year to hear you speak about the glories of distribution in New York. And now, you mentioned that Prabhupada said that we're going to be in a phase where the people actually like us, and we're experiencing that very much so here in Los Angeles. I went out a couple of weeks ago with the Art Walk Harinam downtown, and I mean, you know, in the early days, we were always a little bit in trepidation about the cops because they didn't like us. I mean, I joined in New York, and the New York cops, you know, they have a well-deserved reputation of being a little bit mean. So they were very mean to us in the early days in New York. And if a cop even just gave you a half a smile, that was something really big. Once, I mean, this is a story that went around the society. Once one big New York cop came up to one of our devotees in the subway because we were doing it illegally, getting on the trains and the Syrian books, and he stopped him and the devotee was saying, oh my God, I'm going to jail now. And the cop looked at him and said, give me one of your sweets. So that was a big deal. But anyway, in the Art Walk Harinam a few weeks ago, downtown, I noted that the cops really like us. Every single time they pass or we pass them, they wave, they smile. It's like, it's really amazing how the authorities here in Los Angeles, they really, really like us. I was thinking, why are they so enlivened? And when you think of it, a policeman is on the street day after day after day, and they encounter so many low-life people. Their job is really not easy. They don't know, is this person going to pull a knife, a gun, or they're going to be somebody, you know? And then they see the Hare Krishnas who are always smiling and distributing books and chanting and everything positive. So they really like to have us out on the street. You know, with Rath Yatra, they yeah. really like us down in Venice. When we had the Halloween Harinam, I got there and I was going to the site, and there was a male and a female policeman together at one intersection, and it actually stopped me. And he said, what is this all about? I said, we're Hare Krishnas. You know, we're devotees of Krishna. And they said, well, what is this? And so they asked very respectfully about Tilak and everything. And they were, so when I was passing them on the way out, going home, they were waving. So the authorities were really in that phase now, where the authorities of the society, they really like devotees. So we should take advantage of that. And it's a well-earned reputation again, because they know we're not out there to do anything illegal or nefarious. They really support us. They know that we're good people.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Archana Prabhu. Tadit and I experienced that ourselves with the head officer of the down at the Venice Beach site for the Rath Yatra. She was a woman officer, and she came by the free feast, and Tadit and I had a conversation with her, and it was an amazing conversation. She had nothing but just wonderful things to say about Krishna consciousness. We gave her some free feast prasadam. He said, this is the best food I've ever had. She just loved everything. Oh, I love the chanting. I love the costumes. I love the food. I mean, she just couldn't say anything like bad. And finally we asked, who are you? Oh, I'm the head of all the police that during this event here. So, it kind of was a little bit, we were taken aback, I think. Both of us were kind of like, gulp, really? we ourselves forget the potency of Krishna consciousness. We actually forget. Because we're doing it day in and day out. We forget how if we do this with faith and sincerity, that somebody gets really taken aback by it. Because they don't, that's not really what the world's about. In the material world, it's like everybody fighting each other. In the workforce, in the work field, you can't really make too many friends with anybody. Because, that guy could, get on top of you. You got to be careful. So you don't really make too many good friends because it's kind of iffy. So when they meet someone like a devotee who's so open and so wonderful, they go, whew, it's a really beautiful situation here. They don't feel intimidated. All right, anybody else? Okay, Narayan, we'll give him 60 seconds.
I want to say that I'm very encouraged to hear your wonderful words regarding book distribution. I was, of course, from the beginning working, and I worked with it as an art director and making illustrations, etc. And to see it come to fruit is wonderful. But what I would like to mention here in the year 2017 is that the Abrahamic religions have reached a critical mass. They are all pitted against each other. They've come to a point where there will be no relief in this world without Prabhupada's books.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, how much we need them, particularly in Arabic languages, which seem to be eagerly being read by at least part of the Arabic population. It will spread. Well, something that occurred to me recently is that even if they are not altogether reading them, the mere volume of books that have been put into the world have created a mystical presence. And that mystical presence has created the one thing which will save the world. As Prabhupada said, this Krishna consciousness movement will go down in history as having saved the world in its momentous hour of need. And the momentous hour of need is being reached by the presence of the books, even read or not read, they are exuding the answer to how to stop what we see, Aleppo, all these things. Horrors, absolute horrors, easily solved if people read Prabhupada's books.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Nakama.
You started off discussing or making one point that seems to have sort of been complimented by all of the nice words from all the other Prabhus, and that was transformation. And we've heard so many stories about how devotees have transformed from being such fallen persons to very exalted Vaishnavs and contributors to society. Even now we have one devotee in Congress. What to speak of parents who have been transformed and innocent people transformed, whether it was seeing devotees out on the street and sometimes distributing alongside of them with their own literatures. We had of course everyone has some experience, but we had one very interesting person who was distributing in Chicago here with us years ago. My experience has mostly been with airports. And she was with the Moonies. son Myung Moon, and she was really good. But by her association with devotees, she would take prasadam, and the ladies were very nice about taking care of her. She eventually left and went to New York City and became the biggest book distributor in New York.
Wow.
So there's so many wonderful transformations. You were mentioning how parents also, they become transformed. Sirdas was making point. But even people who were very inimical, like in O'Hare, we had Baldy and Curly, who just despised the devotees and were always looking for some opportunity to take them off to the side and rough them up, which they did periodically. Or a policeman. They were two detectives who were working at O'Hare. But I think what really struck me was how Srila Prabhupada, even in his disappearance, had a transformation upon people. When Srila Prabhupada left his body, we were up in Minneapolis Airport, and we hadn't heard about it. And some pilot... in those days, the pilots, the workers, the ramp people, the airport employees, or whether they were with the USO or they were with this group or that group, they'd always come out and try and harass the devotees. Even businessmen would sometimes come by with their briefcases and try to hit devotees.
Yeah.
Or people would be hired to go out to the airport and just harass the devotees in so many different ways. Sometimes the devotees would wear hair pieces and people would run by, and while you're talking to somebody, they'd rip it off. It was a little embarrassing. But I remember when this happened, that one airport, he was a pilot with Northwestern Airlines, I remember, which was a really, really difficult airline. It was something about the airport that was just sinful. Anyway, this fella came up, and I thought, okay, I'm talking to somebody, and he's for sure going to break up another sale, and we have to go through all this again. But the first thing he said was, I wanted to offer my condolences on the passing of your founder. I really, really appreciated him.
Wow.
As the first time I ever heard that coming from an employee. So the transformation is not there just a few years ago, or it's over and done, but it has many, many years to come.
Yeah.
So it's nice how Srila Prabhupada, even in his physical absence, he's transforming the whole world.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Jai. Yes, in Denver they had one policeman that would continually harass us as we were doing book distribution. He was a really big, chunky guy. And when we used the word pig, we meant really pig. You know how in those days that's what we used to call police. The guy's a pig. So, you know, he hated us, literally. I got arrested by him at least a half a dozen times. Handcuffed. He would handcuff me, bring me downstairs into the holding room of the airport, and just keep me there for several hours, and then finally let me out. So, on the pretense that someone complained about me. So, he was doing that for us for years and years and years and years. And then what we did is, there were devotees that started a candy business, a health bar. And what was really astonishing was that we would have to walk by him, because he would have a little stand-up desk, you know, like a podium. And he would stand on that podium and just watch us and really be angry with us. And then he'd be sitting there watching us, eating a Govinda's bar. He was eating the bar that the devotees made and sold there. And he would eat one every day. And finally, you know, he was going to retire. So he finally came up to us and he said, listen, you know, I want to say I'm sorry for all the years that I created a hassle for you guys. You're the most sincere people I've ever seen. You guys take abuse that's incredible. Your perseverance and, you know, your dedication to this is just unbelievable. Please forgive me for doing all these nasty things to you. I'm retiring and I wanted to leave here on a good level with you people. I want to just apologize to you. And then we told him, well, did you know that you were eating our candy bar? And he goes, no. Yes. True story. Incredible. Okay, Brigupati is here. He should say, oh, there he is.
John, thank you. Yeah, I think the greatest testament to the importance and the glory of book distribution, and this has been touched upon a bit, is what it does for the people who take it up seriously.
Yeah.
And there's so many examples of that. And we have actually very good examples right here in this temple. Our two top book distributors. I don't want to embarrass anybody, but probably just three or four short years ago, Ananda Kirtan was Anthony. He came from Venice Beach, and he had dreadlocks down to here. And he was like, you know, like a homeless person, right? More or less on Venice Beach. And he just, everybody probably can visualize, you know, him sitting out in front of the temple there the first few times he came.
Yeah.
And, you know, like everybody else who's out there in that standard of life, not knowing what to do with their life and confused and everything. But he took to the Krishna consciousness. He's taken to everything very seriously, very sincerely.
Yeah.
You could see him here in the morning, just sits down, yeah. Chants his japa. I mean, he's like a textbook case, you know?
Yeah.
And same thing, the way he does book distribution, just like right out of the books, you know, whatever it says you're supposed to do, he's doing it. And look at the result.
Yeah.
Look at the result.
Here he is. Yeah.
four years later, you know, happy, healthy, successful in his service. Only thinking about how he's going to beat Jai Chaitanya this next year, you know, and like that. And Jai Chaitanya, same thing. Came here, not quite in the same condition, but you know, thinking, well, maybe I'll do this with my life. I'll do that. I've got this business happening. I could do, but you know, he got a taste for book distribution. He understood this philosophy. He's a, you know, it's because I've, you know, he's been my partner now for 2 years, and I watch and. I could see this guy's taking the whole thing seriously. He understands, okay, control the senses. He decides, okay, I'm going to control my senses. I've watched him, you know. He's very serious about controlling the senses. You know, he does the book table. He has all sorts of women coming all day long, flirting with him and trying to get his attention. He's just focused, you know. Doesn't eat more than he required to keep his body and soul together. You can see that.
Yeah.
And once again, only thinking, just thinking how to increase. He's thinking, produce videos to teach everybody else whatever Krishna's revealed to him. And so, you know, these are two, to me, examples of how this process really works. These guys are absorbed. They're absorbed. They're into it. And they're happy. And then it's, you know, that's it. The proof of the pudding is in the tasting. So you know, and that's just two examples. I'll stop there. I won't give any more. But you know, there's if you look around the room, so many of our book distributors are in that same category. That you know, the greatest beneficiary of the book distribution is not the people who get the books, although they're being greatly benefited. It's the distributors because you know they're 20. For them, it's like it's a 24/7. It's a constant engagement, constant absorption. So
thank you.
It works.
Good, thank you. Hari Bol. So, Sachi Prabhu. So, we'll have Sachi Tanoy Prabhu, and then we're going to get into reading the scores. So, we'll be able to be done by 9 a.m. Is that okay? Yeah, 9 a.m. Okay.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Very inspiring. I was reflecting about something that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj said to. He said that if all the literatures or the books of the world disappear, but only one book is left, nothing has been lost.
That's right.
That's referring to the Srimad Bhagavatam book.
Srimad Bhagavatam.
And day after day, we've seen that the importance of book distribution. And I guess the perfect example of that as a testimony was that I was fortunate to meet a devotee or Prabhupada disciple who had a strong faith, not just to distribute the book, but actually willing to bring me to the temple.
Yeah.
And I was really touched by that, because this person was so convinced and so faithful of the process that, you know, I was traveling from Canada to San Francisco, going to Mexico, and I only have 2 hours waiting for my next flight. And this person, in explaining the Bhagavad Gita, said, actually, you know, we can cancel your flight. And I was like, what? Are you going to cancel my flight? But I used to be a travel agent before, so I thought it's possible, but I was thinking, how bold the statement that we can cancel your flight. So anyway, but then I thought, this person looks very, very convinced of what he's doing. So that attracted me. And then I say, actually, yes, I would like to be in... That was like in 1970, in the late 70s. So I thought, okay, let me go and see your temple. And I check it out, and I saw the devotees. I thought, oh, they're Buddhist, because I saw yellow, I mean, pink color, shaving heads. And just like this Prabhu here, I heard that, oh, I'm just going to stay maybe 3 days. And then I thought, wait a minute. Actually, Prabhupada came in a dream to me that same night.
Wow.
And then he says, do not worry about anything. I take care of you.
Yeah.
Because at that time, it's a critical time. Sometimes you think, what am I doing? What am I getting into? But anyway, so book distribution is so wonderful. Every single devotee can make a big list of amazing stories.
Yeah.
I mean, every day at least I can say I met 3 or 4 or 5
yeah.
people who are like amazing. And I do remember many times, you know, people that I met who were about to commit suicide.
Yeah.
And they just like pulled me aside and gave them books. And it's like, wow. And then, so to be out there, you never know who you're going to meet. You never know how different it's going to be for somebody. And that happens to me.
Yeah.
And I have a full faith in this process, in the books, in the devotees. And whatever difficulties we're going through, ups and downs, and even in spiritual life, sometimes due to not being very careful, we should remember that it's nothing compared to the valuable gift that Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya is giving to us.
Yeah.
Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. Hari Bol. So we have a BBT director here, Fema. This is Sachin Ryan Prabhu. He'll say something real quick.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol.
I was just thinking that all of this wonderful sincerity for distributing Srila Prabhupada's books and Los Angeles and New Dwarka's unique position in the world, right now it can't be contained anymore just to New Dwarka or the United States. And in the leadership role that New Dwarka's taken, and Savas Prabhu's kindness, a breakthrough happened where one BBT division is actually working through another BBT division, which never happened in the history of the BBT. And so now these books are able to be distributed by such sincere devotees here, and they are becoming an example throughout the rest of the world. These foreign language books are now being distributed in London, and we just sent some to Bahrain.
Wow.
Where the person that ordered it, he actually was shaking hands with the king of Bahrain. And this all happens because they're so inspired by what's happening here. And I just want to personally thank you all so much for letting this happen. Well, the languages, yeah, Arabic and Farsi, Korean, Japanese, Chinese, and you know, no one really thought that books could be distributed in Arabic. People were very afraid of this, and they, to their surprise, actually Arabic is one of the easiest languages to distribute in because of what these people are going through in their own lives. So they're reaching out, and Srila Prabhupada wanted this a lot, so there's a lot of ecstasy going on with this, and it could not have happened without the sincerity of the devotees here and Savas Prabhu's kindness.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
All right, so let us just a couple things here, and then we'll read the scores, because I know everybody wants to take prasadam. And again, the program for the Sunday feast is 12 o'clock noon. If we can all come for the kirtan, that would be pretty ecstatic. And then we'll just say a few more words there, and then we'll go down and take a huge feast that Ratna Bhushan is preparing as we speak. Yeah. All right. Prabhupada was very involved with the BBT. It was his heart and soul. I think Prabhupada said that ISKCON's my body, BBT is my blood. These are just references that Srila Prabhupada made about the importance of this BBT book distribution. But he was also very keen on temples not paying their debts, their BBT book debt. And that was very serious. Temple presidents wouldn't step up and pay their debt to the BBT that they purchased books. And so that was really kind of concerning to Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada said, "It is not good if such big temples who are setting the example for the whole society do not pay their bills. This is most irregular. I am trying to retire from the administrative affairs, but if the presidents and GBC men make such disturbances, then how can I be peaceful? Things should be maintained automatically. Then it will be peaceful for me." So Prabhupada just wanted to illustrate and let us know how important it was to support the BBT, especially the temples that purchase these books. They should pay their debt. So, going on, couple more things. "I am very encouraged by the report of how nicely our books are being distributed. This is our main business all over the world. If you give full attention to this, there will never be any shortage of funds." And then he goes on to say, "Regarding the society's leaders emphasizing business, you should understand what is the meaning of business. Business means to help the preaching. Preaching needs financial help. Otherwise, we have no need for business. So far as I understand, our book business is sufficient to support our movement." So, I wanted to mention that because in New Dwarka here, we do have businesses. And we have the Govinda's Buffet and Govinda's Gifts. And this is the purpose of those businesses, are to support our preaching effort. That's what it's for. And we do it because Srila Prabhupada said it's okay. He said that you can have business as long as for the preaching. So we know that Govinda's Buffet, it supports the preaching, not only monetarily, it's giving donations to the temple to pay for the overhead of the temple, and so is Govinda's Gifts. They're giving donations to the tune of, just between the two of them, $175,000 a year from those two businesses go directly into the overhead of the temple. And the purpose of that is so that our book distributors don't have to worry. Isn't it? You can ask our book distributors, "Do you have to worry about the cost and all these kind of things?" No. They don't have to worry. They just have to worry about getting out there, distributing the books, giving people the opportunity to come in contact with Krishna consciousness. So this is the purpose of that. And we want to keep that going on so that we can continue here in New Dwarka and not have to be worried about the cost of the literatures and paying the BBT, which is very essential we have to pay the BBT. Extremely important. Okay? So, without any further ado, I would just like to announce the marathon results. How's that? The Christmas Marathon, Srila Prabhupada's book marathon. Now, you know, I can't read everybody because we'll be here for quite a while. But I would like to say that we had up to about 44 participating devotees going out into the street and distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. Haribo! And most of these individuals there were for the World Enlightenment Day, of course. But I think maybe what I'd like to do is maybe we can announce what, top 20 or top 10? What do you want me to do? Top 10? Okay. So is that okay with everybody? All right, top 10 distributors for the Prabhupada Marathon. We had Nila Madhava in 10th position, 340 small, 12 medium, 87 big, 859 maha big, 1,650 Lakshmi points. We had Advaita Chandra and Sita Takarani Devidasi, the household couple, elderly couple, retired in their 70s. And here's what they did. 1,888 medium, 1,194 maha big, 2,890 Lakshmi points. Vijay Prabhu, an old book distributor, 29 medium, 76 big, 323 maha big, 3,138 Lakshmi points. And Gauranga Prema, all the way from China, 502 small, 1,122 maha big, 3,858 Lakshmi points. We had our very own Sachi Dulal Prabhu, 63 mag. Whoa, number six. Gauranga Prema was seven. Sachi Dulal, number six. 63 magazines, 388 small, 12 medium, 866 maha big, one set of Bhagavatams, 4,285 Lakshmi points. Prem Sankirtan Prabhu, 1,000, he's number five, 1,743 small, 2 medium, 513 big, 2,727 maha big, and 7,076 Lakshmi points. And then Anandakirtan Prabhu, there's a little bit of a mix-up here. I just noticed it. But what I'll do is, Brigupati Prabhu, this is a little bit of a mix-up. He was actually in the sixth position. Yeah, Brigupati was in sixth, so the numbers are a little bit messed up here. And Brigupati Prabhu did 48 small and 2,893 maha big and so this is not so I'm a little bit mixed up here, sorry. No, we'll continue on. I was wrong. So I know you guys are messing up your mind right now, but forgive me. So we did Prem Sankirtan number 5. Then number 4 spot, Anandakirtan Prabhu. He did 2,226 small, 162 medium, 513 big, 2,727 maha big, and 7,654 Lakshmi points. And then Jai Chaitanya Prabhu, number 2 spot really. He did 252 magazines, 2,102 small, 1,613 medium, 1,177 big, 4,254 maha big, and 14,118 Lakshmi points. And then there was Brigupati. He did bigger Lakshmi points. He did 48 small, 2,893 maha big books, and 14,942 Lakshmi points. All right. The total For the Christmas marathon, total 443 magazines, 9,863 small, 4,288 medium, 2,712 big, 22,604 Maha big books, one Bhagavatam set, and 82,585 Lakshmi points. That was probably the largest Christmas marathon that we had in many a year, in the last 5 years for sure. It was the largest Prabhupada book marathon we've had in New Dwarka Dham. Okay, for the year, this is kind of exciting. This is for the year. And for the year, we had probably about 74 devotees. Throughout the year, 74 devotees participated in the book distribution here in New Dwarka. And we'll do the top 10 again. All right. In 10th spot, Gorsundar Prabhu, 23 magazines, 122 small, 148 medium, 222 big, 2,092 maha big, 46 sets of Bhagavatams and Chaitanya Charitamritas, and 9,276 Lakshmi points. Vijay Prabhu, 16 small, 131 medium, 234 big, 1,268 maha big, and 12,321 Lakshmi points. Satchit Tanoy Prabhu, 2,569 small, 284 medium, 3,113 big, 975 maha big, and 14,299 Lakshmi points. Sri Nitai Prabhu, 611 magazines, 15,347 small, 3,516 medium, 3,866 big, 3,863 maha big, and 23,337 Lakshmi points. And in between that, that was number seven. And number six was the Gita Jayanti that we had, and that was 27,000 Lakshmi points. And then in fifth spot, Prem Sankirtan Prabhu, 120 magazines, 9,849 small, 2,148 medium, 6,518 big, 5,177 maha big, 32,331 Lakshmi points. Bhrigupati Prabhu, 187, that's number four. 187 magazines, 2,474 small, 978 medium, 1,741 big, 4,594 maha big, and 36,148 Lakshmi points. Gauranga Prema, number three. 2,347 small, 6,697 medium, 2,452 big, 6,396 maha big, and 38,314 Lakshmi points. Okay, it really gets juicy here. Number two, Ananda Kirtan Prabhu, 141 magazines, 23,420 small, 1,703 medium, 7,055 big, and 13,354 maha big, and that was 55,132 Lakshmi points. And the number one, by the way, Ananda Kirtan was the number two book distributor in the United States of America. And the number one distributor in New Dwarka and in the United States of America, we had Jai Chaitanya Prabhu. And 3,902 magazines, 33,975 small, 15,029 medium, 14,327 big, and 13,910 Mahabig, 15 sets of the Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita, and 86,316 Lakshmi points. What's incredible with these Prabhus is that they would maybe take 1 or 2 days at maximum off a week. That's how dedicated they were. They didn't take a vacation. I don't think you guys took a vacation this year, did you? No, we didn't give them a vacation. And by the way, we don't really pay them anything either. So that's pretty amazing. And to make $86,000 in the material world, you have to do a lot of work, isn't it? To make $86,000. He made this on book distribution. And $55,000 is nothing to sneeze at. I mean, that's pretty good too, isn't it? Incredible how empowered the devotees can be. And here it says that Jai Chaitanya went out 247 days and Ananda Kirtan went out 226 days. And Gauranga Prema, 296 days. Wow. That is dedication. Real dedication. Okay, the finals, and then we are out of here. Okay. So, books distributed for the year, the final. Magazines, 5,380. Small books, 141,350. Medium books, 45,265. Big books, 44,836 big books. Maha big books, 59,225. And sets of books, 83. Total literatures distributed, 296,100 pieces of literature. Haribo!
Haribo, a big Haribo to Mayapur Prabhu for keeping, Mayapur Sashi Prabhu, for keeping the statistics. So it's not easy without somebody keeping track of all these numbers. Subhas would not be able to make this report.
Yes.
Mayapur has been doing this for like the last 30 years.
Yes.
So Haribo, Mayapur.
Haribo, Mayapur, gee. And that gives us 221,793 book points. Haribo! On a world scale, the new Dwarka Dham Temple is usually in the top 10. On a world scale. So we're doing pretty good. India is number one practically in all categories. Yes. Okay. So, here's something about the temple. At the Bhagavad Gita Museum, was taken over by Radha Krishna Prabhu. There he is with the chadra. Yes. Last year, the Bhagavad Gita Museum did about 275,000 Lakshmi points under his direction and overseeing. This year, 6,850 Lakshmi points. And many Bhagavad Gita's distributed. That's not even a full year. About 3 or 4 months ago. 4 months ago. There you go. Hari Bol. Okay. The remittance to the BBT from this temple. Last year, we gave a remittance of 333,377. In 2016, 362,233 Lakshmi points. That comes to a 10% increase over last year. Haribo! Now, that's very important for us because on a national scale, we have our meetings, temple presidents in GBC, and every year we're requesting each temple to increase by 10% from the previous year. And New Dwarka has met its 10% increase. Haribo! Membership this year, 106,258 Lakshmi points. The gift shop, 500,000 Lakshmi points. Govinda's Buffet, 500,000 Lakshmi points. And our book distribution Sankirtan team did 400,000 Lakshmi points. And from the membership, from the gift shop, and from the buffet, the temple received about 300,000 Lakshmi points. So, thank you very much for being patient, listening to all this, listening to me yell and scream. And thank you for your support. And we'll see you at noon. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Can you believe it? It's like amazing.